Here's something we found in the NPR library. It aired on this program on Saturday, November 5th, 1983.
It's still pretty rare to see someone using a telephone in a car, but it's about to become a lot more common.
That's Jim Engel, posting All Things Considered back then. He was introducing a report by Linda Wagner on a startling new technology.
Hi, is this David?
Yep.
When I reached insurance salesman David Meilhan the other day, he talked to me from the driver's seat of his car.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. David can direct dial to any number or receive calls from any number in the world. He's among the first 1,500 customers to use a new mobile phone system called Cellular.
Cellular. Back then, car phones were analog and had limited reach. To use them, you had to connect through an operator who bounced the signal off a high-powered transmitter. You could only make calls if you were in the right spot.
But in the late 1970s, Bell Laboratories tested a new system. The Chicago metropolitan region was divided into smaller areas called cells, each with its own low-powered transmitter. They were joined by a new technology, computerized electronic switching.
Reporter Linda Wagner went on to make what is, in retrospect, the understatement of the century.
With cellular technology, the market seems wide open.
Back then, it was still mostly out of reach. Cellular technology wasn't affordable for most people.
David Meilhan paid $3,300 for his cellular phone hardware. That includes the phone, a transmitting box the size of a small briefcase that fits into his trunk, and the wiring charges. The average cost of service is estimated to be $2,000 per year.
The cost of the phone is not cheap, but what it boils down to is it's cost-effective. I'll be able to utilize what really amounts to dead time. When you're driving in your car, there's not much you can do. You can't write letters.
And thankfully, it is still hard to write letters while driving.